Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Less than 24 hours from now, we will find out exactly the approach that Mike Vrabel, and I will say he was pretty honest this morning. He said, they usually come to me when something needs to be discussed, which is what
it's
we all thought.
Kind of the way it works with a head coach.
Yeah, I don't know that it always works with just the head coach, but when the head coach has some yoke.
Sway.
And some growing sway, the more games he wins, whether that's Elliot Wolf and Ryan Cowden.
Elliot.
I was just going to accuse Fitzy of annoying me, and then I realized it was me annoying me with the Elliot
with the
comment.
Elliot sound?
Yep.
Wait, hold on. Why did you just immediately jump to me doing it?
No reason. We'll just move on. But the trade deadline is tomorrow, 4 p.m.
You're a big voice guy.
The Eagles have already been active.
What are you talking about, Stanley?
Fitzy, your dream is dead.
Why?
Phillips.
How dead is it?
Jalen Phillips, yeah. Oh, wait, which dream? Oh, being happy in my 50s? Oh, that ended a while ago.
Yeah, no, I knew that was not going to happen for you.
No.
But you wanted Jalen Phillips, and he
I did.
Now
I thought he would be a perfect fit. If you were going to prioritize defensive end or pass rush, Jalen Phillips would have been great. I thought it was going to be probably a fourth-round pick, and that would be something the Pats would be comfortable parting ways with, investing in a team that is ready. 97% chance to make the playoffs. Could just as well be as much a Super Bowl contender as anybody else in the National Football League. And what happens? Mr. Somehow I find a way and yet still keep my picks. Howie Roseman, GM of the Philadelphia IGGLEES Eagles, comes in, swoops in, and steals him for a third. Unreal.
So we have a couple reports of what's going on as we head toward the NFL trade deadline tomorrow. Jordan Schultz says, sources, while the Patriots are in buying mode, that's good. They're in buying mode. That's good.
Not selling. Good.
One player that, well, they've already sold, and one player they've been shopping is outside linebacker Anthony Jennings. Jennings started 30 games over the past two seasons, but hasn't started a game this year under the new defensive staff. So
you
I actually
have a lot of linebacker depth.
I think that's a good thing. If you want them to trade for an edge, to trade for an edge player, I think the fact that they've already traded Keon White and they are shopping Anthony Jennings tells me they have to have at least one edge player they are targeting.
And who's it going to be? Trey Hendrickson for a second-round pick? There's zero chance they're going to give up that for a guy that's going to be a rental.
But why is it going to be that? What about Chubb, Bradley Chubb?
He's going to cost you way more than Phillips.
What about Matthew Judon?
How about no?
How about somebody we're not thinking about? I just think if they're going to trade away White and Jennings, there's got to be somebody coming
back.
Okay,
I hate to say this, but the way yesterday went down, remember we said if they hadn't made a trade by Friday, not in terms of dealing someone away, but rather bringing somebody into the fold, they'd end up having to wait to Monday to see how Sunday shook out week 9 in the National Football League.
Now you wait till Tuesday because the prices go down.
They're not going to go down anytime soon.
You think the Bengals are going to keep asking for a 1 or they might ask for a 2 or a 3?
Okay, dude, every team in the NFL yesterday basically lost somebody significant. You want a deal for a tackle, a swing tackle? You want to get some beef depth for your playoff push and your offensive line that's given up 5 sacks a game? Sorry. Because the Chargers, who are still atop the AFC West and lost Rashawn Slater earlier in the season, Joe Alt done for the season, mm-hmm. had season-ending ankle surgery. That means they may well be in the market for that guy. And Jim Harbaugh loves billing from the trenches out like Vrabel. He could swoop right in and grab that swing tackle from you. You have teams losing receivers, defensive linemen, like in San Francisco. God, does that defense keep getting injured. People are falling left and right in this NFL season. Prices are going to go up because other teams are going to know, oh, whoops, you're a little bit desperate.
I think some of the middling prices may go up. I think the high-end prices go down. I don't think Trey Hendrickson is getting a one. For a rental pass rusher at 32 years old or whatever the hell he is.
He's still pretty damn good.
Yeah, he's also old. He's on the wrong side of 30. I think the price
goes
down.
It's like he's the Alex Bregman of pass rushers.
Yeah, and you don't want him anymore because he looked old and, nope. and broken down. Right?
That's right.
Thank you. Mark Daniels, according to a source, the Patriots have been active in preliminary trade talks surrounding veteran help. So that's two people reporting that they're active in talks about mm-hmm. buying, about bringing in talent.
Good. They need talent. Talent.
Very the question talented. Is, where does that talent resonate? Is it third stringer, second stringer, first stringer?
How about a 1/2? Like, could start. Maybe better as a backup.
I would love a rotational pass rusher. I don't feel great about relying on.
Then who do you want?
I don't
you
know.
Got a name? Got a name?
I don't really have a name. I don't really have.
How about a tackle? Get a swing tackle? Get a depth tackle out there?
I don't really have a name on those because a backup okay. tackle. You think I know backup tackles? I would also like a running back. I'm a How little concerned.
Okay, here we go. Safeties. We've talked about this like on the postgame show.
Hooker.
Imani Hooker, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Tony Pollard.
Hooker. Hooker would be my choice at. At safety and at running back, if I can't get Derrick Henry, Achane would be my choice. I don't think you're going to get
that's
him.
A big spend.
I'm fine with that. This team has
hitter.
Money and it has picks, and that to me might be the biggest game changer. I was watching James Cook last night with mm-hmm. Josh Allen, and I'm like, he is a massive part of that offense. And if you
He's
gave
tremendous.
Drake May a game changer in the backfield, a
it's
game
great,
changer
great to throw passes to as well.
It also might change our view of Travion Henderson if he's now just sort of the backup to Achane and gets in where he fits in, but can be fresh and do his thing and have confidence and kind of.
Hey, James White had to learn from Shane Vereen in 2014 before he could become his own dynamite third down.
So
back.
Give me Hooker and Achane, and then find a damn.
That's
going to
cost
rusher.
You a second and a fifth.
Okay, I'll trade a second and a fifth. Why are we hoarding picks?
I didn't say, sorry, sir, but it's going to cost more than you want. I'm just saying second and a fifth.
And also, we need to have conversations about in this regime also. When did they draft Kyle Williams?
In the third.
Oh, yeah, we better save those third-round picks so we can get more Kyle Williams on this team so they can play 30-something snaps and not show up at all. 617-779-7937. How you feeling heading into the trade deadline? Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is time for The Drive. In today's drive, we will recap or replay our interview with Drake May. It started a little dicey and icy, but it landed just fine. Drake May up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.